Read it yourself with Ladybird. Level 3. Thumbelina. Once there was a woman who didn't have any children. She really wanted a little girl. One day, an old woman came to see her.
"Plant this seed," said the old woman. "Soon you will have a little girl."
So the woman planted the seed, and very soon there was a flower. When the flower opened, out came a little girl. The woman took the little girl into her home.
"You are as little as my thumb," said the woman. "So I shall call you Thumbelina."
The woman looked after Thumbelina, and Thumbelina was happy. One day, a toad saw Thumbelina playing.
"What a pretty little girl," said the toad. "I shall take her home with me. She will marry my son."
So the toad took Thumbelina away. She put Thumbelina on a lily leaf and went to look for her son. But Thumbelina was very unhappy. She didn't want to marry a toad. She wanted to be back at home. Just then, a butterfly flew by.
"Please help me," said Thumbelina. "The toad wants me to marry her son, but I don't want to. I want to go home."
The butterfly flew down to the lily leaf. Thumbelina jumped onto the butterfly's back and they flew to a wood. Thumbelina was very happy in the wood. She lived there all summer. But when winter came, all the butterflies flew away. Thumbelina was all alone. A mouse came by.
"Please help me," said Thumbelina. "I'm cold and I don't have a home."
The mouse said,
"Come and live with me."
The winter was very long and very cold.
"Soon there won't be any food for you," said the mouse.
"You should marry the mole. He has food."
Thumbelina was very unhappy again. She didn't want to marry the mole and live down a dark tunnel with him. When the mole came, he said,
"Come and see my little home in the tunnel. You will be happy there."
So Thumbelina went to see the mole's home. In the mole's tunnel, Thumbelina saw a swallow who was hurt.
"All of my friends flew away when winter came," said the swallow. "I'm all alone."
Thumbelina looked after the swallow all winter. When summer came, the swallow was better. And he flew away to be with his friends. Once again, Thumbelina was all alone.
"Soon it will be winter. I will have to marry the mole and live down in his dark tunnel again," she said.
Just then, Thumbelina's swallow flew down to her.
"Come with me," he said. "I will take you to the land of summer."
So Thumbelina jumped onto the swallow's back and they flew away. The land of summer was full of flowers. In each of the flowers lived a little boy or girl, just like Thumbelina.
Thumbelina, you are one of us, they said. Come and live with us.
They took Thumbelina to see their prince. The prince said,
Will you marry me, Thumbelina?
Thumbelina said,
Yes.
So Thumbelina and the prince lived happily ever after. How much do you remember about the story of Thumbelina? Answer these questions and find out. What happens when the woman plants the seed? Who wants Thumbelina to marry her son? Can you name one animal that Thumbelina lives with? Where does the swallow take Thumbelina? Who does Thumbelina marry in the end? Look at the different story sentences and match them to the characters who said them. Soon you will have a little girl. You are as little as my thumb.
I shall take her home with me. She will marry my son.
Come and live with me.
Please help me.
Will you marry me, Thumbelina?
Read it yourself with Ladybird. Level 3. Thumbelina. Read by Jenny Bryce. Illustrated by Valentina Belloni. Copyright Ladybird Books Limited, 2018.